Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. Today, we are live at the Art of Strength in New Jersey, Warren, New Jersey specifically. And actually, it's still going live right now, but there's actually a Facebook Live feed happening. So for those of you who start listening to this podcast a week from now or in the future, you can go back on Live the Fuel on Facebook and look at the, probably it's over an hour, but I don't even know, it's probably a 2 hour long video now, from Facebook Live with our co-host today. She is from Team USA. She's a world champion kettlebell competitor. She's also a very big advocate for the fellow nutrition company that I work with, Isagenics. She's actually on our team, Isagenics, which is composed of about 250 professional athletes, including Olympians, ex-Olympians, and you name it. But without further ado, a fellow entrepreneur herself, multiple brands, which we'll talk about, Valerie Pawlowski, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's fantastic to be here.
So this is I know this is probably like a weird transition, right? Like we literally have just been talking for a good chunk of time with a different microphone clipped on you. And now we're with different microphones going to be recording and relaxing for a podcast episode. So,
all right.
Have you been on a podcast yet?
I've not done a podcast.
Awesome.
I think I've only done conference calls. That's probably the closest I've come to a podcast.
Great, then I'm the first.
Yay.
So the only lessons for you is don't hit that off switch on the microphone. And if you remember from, you actually have broadcasting experience or journalism and all that stuff. So.
Right. I'm coming back to my days of DJing in college at William Patterson University.
Oh. Then.
Hey now.
Listen. So you understand that a dynamic microphone means that we can actually, a buddy of mine told me, he's like, you have to tickle your whiskers to make sure that you're projecting nicely and we don't have to worry about any surrounding noise at all. So that's what I've learned from getting into podcasting. So
yes. All right. Just like being in the studio.
Exactly. So the good thing is we have very good technology. So the reason why we sat down here today was because obviously you and I know each other from the Isagenics world. And up until this point, since launching this show in September, I've never really had a full-blown episode around Isagenics. We're obviously going to be talking about your kettlebell experience like we were on the Facebook Live video earlier. But most importantly, the tagline for this show is to fuel your health, business, and lifestyle. And you're clearly doing all three of them. You have multiple businesses, not just your Isagenics business. You're a world-class athlete. You clearly have your lifestyle wrapped around all of this. So I wanted to bring some of that out for you, just to help people understand more about you and your brand or brands.
Okay.
And also we could talk a little more when I first got here about your transition also in business. So I guess quick update, quick summary of what we just did here in your gym. I came here today, and for our listening audience, you basically just did a whole lot of education on proper kettlebell technique based on what organizations. We got RKC, we got all the different things you're certified in.
Right. Well, RKC, WKC, AOS, AKA, IKSFA. This is all alphabet soup.
Yes.
Just generally what it means is I strive and thrive on knowledge, information, education, and I like to be aware of what one organization might be doing and another is. Although I may be affiliated with one, I still like to understand what other organizations are doing. So to round that out and have a versatile knowledge or experience with what it surrounds, this tool, this kettlebell, what it's all about, where it came from, and how to best possibly apply it to coaching someone, whether for the physical aspects of it and the sport or promoting it and, again, incorporating it into what I feel is the best way to train yourself.
Okay. And now fast forward some of that knowledge as far as the kettlebell industry, add in what we've been preaching to each other and to our listening audience on the Facebook Live video is the importance of nutrition. And you obviously have always focused on it, but then you added in our world of Isagenics. How long ago?
It's now 9 years this February.
Oh, okay. So you've been, I found Isagenics in 2010, so you got me beat.
2009, okay. February right. 2009.
Right. You so. Got me up, one up me there. Now, did you start off as just a product user like I did?
I resisted it three times. And someone, a colleague from afar was telling me about it. Then again, I received another phone call on the message pad, and I was like, oh, again with this. And then I saw it someplace else on somebody's sweatshirt. And then finally, one of my own personal clients came to me. And that's it's a person. It's a person that's close to you, near to you, dear to you, who you trust, who you kind of think is going crazy, but you'll listen to them well enough. And coincidentally, Pam Reich, love her dearly. She was the person who introduced me to kettlebells in a way. She said, hey, Val, how about those kettlebells? I'm like, yeah, I got to find out about that. So we're going to order some and get it and do it. And then the same thing. She said, Val, I'm doing this thing called Isagenics. And my honest total response was, ugh, I don't know anything about it, but just be careful.
Right.
That was it. That's all I could say.
Most of the time, that's a common response. If people don't know anything about the companies, and this isn't just Isagenics. It's any company that's not normally sold retail. People who don't have experience don't know.
Yeah.
They think, and I used to be that way. I thought, oh, if it's on GNC's shelf, I'm good, or Vitamin Shop, or whatever. I thought it was fine. But the people have to understand that there's, as a marketing professional, I can tell people this, is like there's different forms of business platforms. So a company like Isagenics, or even like our competitors out there, like Shakeology and all those different companies, they're built on a network marketing platform. All that is they decided, instead of spending millions of dollars on traditional advertising, magazines, TV ads, billboards, all that stuff, sponsoring CrossFit Games like another company out there, they're going to infuse most of their capital into better product development and also then developing people like us, the voice of their customer. Would you agree with that?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. And so, I had come from a background in TV, and I saw it in advertising, and I saw the money that was spent on it. And I knew that the Nike sneakers that were like maybe 10 cents to make were 150 on the market. It's like, wait a minute, how does it get to be that way? And then the same thing I learned from being in I was in another network marketing company, and it didn't have the expansive scope in the nutrition department, but my sisters were involved in it. And I said, I'll give it a go as a business person, open-minded, wanted to create another income stream.
It's a residual income stream. That's
and absolutely could appreciate what the return on your time and as the investment, rather than now what I've invested into like three other businesses and what it's entailed as the responsibility for that. So yes, I could always see that the money went into the product. And then the proof in the product was that it worked.
Yeah.
When I had people asking me, what do you use for your skin? Oh my God, it looks so great. It was like, are you serious? Am I on hidden camera?
Yeah.
You know, honestly. And then the same thing became with my client who told me about it. She had the product experience. I looked at it. I said, okay, it's working. So by push coming to shove, I needed it too.
Sure.
So it was a product experience. I was burnt out. Absolutely exhausted. Didn't know how I was going to get out of the bed in the morning to do my training and coach people and work out.
Now, was that when you first started into kettlebell? Like you were already burned out, this came later?
Right. So it came at the same time because of Pam. So I said to my other business partner, and it was on behalf of a client, because I had all the software. I'm a nutrition specialist. I could analyze and we could develop programs, and she's going for the bikini body. Great, great, great. And all of a sudden, boom, she starts gaining weight.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to jump off the bridge and I got to go with her because I'm responsible.
Right.
So I took a look and I said, let's look at this thing that Pam did. Maybe that's what we'll do. Or the bodybuilding scenario, because that's what I was familiar with. It worked, but it's harsh. It's not fun. It's not healthy. So I get on the website and I said, wait a minute. This is great. You will have more energy. You will lose inches. This could be for me and you. And let me get somebody else over here. And so we all three of us embarked upon it. And I was skeptical because I was standing up in front of everybody saying, let's see what this is going to do for me.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. And then the third day, the energy was on. Like I never felt it before. I was so thankful. And in 2 weeks, 3 inches came off my waist. That's all I needed from the rooftops.
And I think just to pause on that one point on inches. And again, I'm not a nutrition specialist. I'm just obsessed with it. And I've been studying it for years because, so I have friends of mine that joke around that I probably know more than some nutritionists. I'm sorry. I'm not. They said that, not me. Only because I'm constantly studying this stuff and I geek out on it. Because I love it when you start figuring out a way to fuel the body the right way, especially as an athlete, you see the results. Right. So regular everyday people who aren't athletes, you'll see that. People are like, oh, well, I don't have time or I don't have the energy to go to the gym. I put somebody on one of these programs. I literally have a buddy of mine. He said he had no time to go to the gym. I told him at least try and go at least once because, yes, nutrition is the biggest part, but you also need to burn that energy off. And then all of a sudden, like 3 weeks later, 3 months or 3 weeks into his first month, he had said, oh, you know what? Things are going better. I was like, oh, great. Have you started going to the gym? He's like, oh, yeah, I've been there 3 times this week. And I said, oh, where'd that come from? And he said, oh, because I have all this energy. But then back to your point on inches, he wasn't trying to lose weight. Mm. When I first found Isagenix, I wasn't trying to lose weight. I told you I would finish my first year wild in firefighting. And I went and backpacked Ireland after my fire season was done, had a blast, but my energy still wasn't fully recharged back up. And it's like a month after the fire season, like my normal workout energy wasn't there. And then I already had paid to, for a CEU continuing education credits event in Boston. And I went up to get to keep my spinning certification current since you used to teach spinning.
Right.
And I took a class on toxicology of the body. And that's where I met the person who got me into the company was Sherry Catlin. Shout out to Sherry. And she said, listen, she's like, you're just very, very toxic. She's like, your body naturally can detoxify, but if it's really beat down, it's very hard for it to do that. So I'm like, well, yeah. I was like, so she tried to get me to buy a program. And I'm like, you. I'm like, no, I'll research it first. So I spent the next like 2 weeks in my free time because I got busy figuring it out. And then finally, nothing was working. I said, you know what? Yeah, I'll try one of the programs. And after the first month, actually, not even before the end of the month, I was doing the measurement thing, and I had dropped 7 inches.
Whoa.
And I wasn't obese. I wasn't big.
No.
I was big from throwing chunks of tree and hiking with a 45-pound pack and a 25-pound chainsaw. So I was fit, but I wasn't lean. I wasn't defined. I wasn't cut. And yeah, I think that triggered to about 4 to 5 pounds of body weight for me as a guy. Mm. I didn't care about the body weight.
Right.
I actually wanted to keep the body weight.
Right. There's some, yes.
So some people, I mean, that's the trick here is this. It's inflammation, whether it be stored in your fat, whether it be just water, whether it be other toxins, it's all in your fat.
Right.
You can't get rid of the fat. You have to shrink the fat.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And then when I realized it, it's garbage.
Yeah.
It's garbage that's supposed to be taken out, but the people that are taking it out, they're on strike in your body.
They're on they're not even on vacation.
Right.
They're literally on strike.
The mechanisms that are responsible for the garbage removal, they're not doing it.
Yeah, and they're burned out.
Yep. So, yeah, either replacing that or restoring the function of the automated garbage removal system. I mean, that's, I just thought of that analogy now. It's the simplest that
I
you
like
can
that.
Put it, because when I started realizing it and seeing it on people's bodies, then the differences, I'm like, that's junk that just keeps circulating around
your
body.
And we see this on pro athletes too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, that's stress.
Yes.
They're physically conditioning themselves day in and day out. Maybe their rest day programming is off, whatever. Maybe their sleep habits are off, or depending on the nutrition that they currently have, they're not getting everything they need. The bodies are just stressed out.
Right.
And the trigger response is the, I remember a Time Magazine article a few years ago, it had a big picture of fire on the cover and it said, inflammation killing America.
Mm.
And they talked about visceral fat, the fat that collects around the organs, the really, really bad stuff.
Right.
And now you can read articles about brown fat versus white fat and yellow fat and all this other stuff. But we don't need to get into the geeking on that.
Yeah.
The whole point is this. Your fat is designed to protect you. Whatever your body, while it's on strike, isn't taking the trash out. It's like, well, I got to get it out of the bloodstream. So it goes and stores it in these little garbage pails called fat cells.
Right.
So, I mean, again, I'm not a scientist, but it sounds like you and I are on the same page with that. So
simple terms.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of it, what I realized in explaining this to some people lately, if you were going to make a recipe and you were going to put together all these great ingredients and you know what it looks like in the recipe book and you're putting it out there, and you just don't have all the ingredients. So you're like, you know, the heck with it. All right, I don't have 3 or 4 ingredients, so I'm still going to make it anyway. How do you think it's going to turn out?
Yeah.
You know, so that's what people are mostly doing. And on any single day, the erratic activity of things that you choose to put in your body to fuel yourself, not just eat, because lots of us just like to eat and pass the time or for some sense of flavor or taste buds or anything like that, but it's so erratic. How can you possibly maintain, again, on a high level of output or being a competitor and rely upon that, you know, that confidence? Confidence came to me when I could do no wrong. It actually was in my head, I had to straighten it out because I was physically able, but my mind was like, oh, wait a minute. Look at that. You really could still do stuff. You don't have any constraints anymore.
Right.
So go. I mean, really, I had to have a kind of conversation in my head to undo that and realize what physically then became available to me. And then once I did, that reinforcement of the confidence, like, I don't have to worry about how this is going to turn out. I know how this is going to turn out now.
I love it. I just take it and forget it.
Yeah. It's going to fuel me. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to get more. And then the guesswork of, did I have this much protein, that much protein, carbohydrates with it? And all the rest of it.
Micro tracking.
It's simplified. And if anybody was going to overdose on anything, it would be because I'm one of those more is better. I've never faced an adverse reaction in 8 years, only great positive outcomes. So I can't argue with that.
Well, I tell people that all the time too. Like, well, I don't know what's going to do. I'm like, no one's going to know what to do. What do you think doctors do?
Mm.
Doctors, for the most part, roughly can figure out that drug should treat the symptom. You're not treating the root cause. You're treating a symptom. No offense. Sorry, guys. That's why I hate doctors. I love doctors. I have friends that are doctors, but the doctors have gotten to the point where they're treating symptoms and not treating root causes.
Right.
And so many root causes in disease and illness is how we're fueling our bodies and what we're putting in there. And unfortunately, a lot of our food supply is very toxic. A lot of the ingredients, I know we've definitely made, I mean, you know, 9, 10 years for me, at least 8, I don't know, whatever, how many years it is now for me, it's improved. I mean, we're trying. Yeah. You know, we're trying to get organic source stuff, and we're trying to do a better job with the farming, but it's still not perfect.
Mm-mm.
And the nutrient density compared to when you and I were children in the food,
that's
not
the problem.
There. Yeah.
Right.
Great. We have organic vegetables now, and they're not spraying stuff on it anymore, but the soil isn't the way it was. The food is just not the way it was.
Right.
We really beat it up here in the USA.
That's again comes down to some similar to the recipe analogy. You know, your tomato today is nothing like the tomato of 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Any of them. Spinach, they constantly come up with these statistics. They actually have the stuff, and what related to back when it contained is nowhere near that. I love my favorite. It was a conversation with Dr. Colgan. He said they sent oranges out to the lab to test levels of vitamin C. And the lab called and said, what'd you do to the oranges? He said, what do you mean? He said, there's no vitamin C. None.
None?
None.
Wow.
None.
Okay.
So we didn't do anything to the oranges. That's the way they came to us. And we sent them off to the lab to be analyzed. And that's what you got is oranges that look nice on the grocery store shelves are still being promoted as the remedy to the deficiency of nutrients, but they don't contain it.
Right.
You know, it's funny. We have to have labeling for things, and there's no tests and measures on what's included in that.
A lot of people don't understand that about the supplement industry, too, is that the FDA does technically regulate some stuff, but what it regulates, from what I've learned, is really just the label. So as long as you put it on the label, now they can regulate that, at least in the supplement world. It's not telling you what the toxic density of the soil it was where it came from.
No.
It's not telling you the nutrient density of what remains, if anything at all, according to you with that orange example. I remember a few years ago, that's one thing I love about Isagenics is that there's like a board of doctors. Like you go to one of the events and you learn so much just from the science board. It's phenomenal.
Yes.
And our health blog site, isagenicshealth.net is the actual site, right? I'm just blanking on it right now, but I love that site.
Right. And that's general information,
which
is vital and helpful to anyone. It's not something that's biased so that it's about anything in particular that leans towards
science and nutritional.
It's just like the oranges.
Blog articles.
Okay, here we have oranges. There's nothing in them, so that we're getting to learn this or hear this firsthand from highly reputable. You know, Dr. Colgan's in his 70s. For goodness sake, he's a world authority of all these years that he's practiced that's a reliable source.
And he's firsthand yeah. influenced some of our products. Like sure. he's actually helped design some of them.
Sure.
So
I'm the brain formula. Are you kidding me?
The brain supplement?
The brains I have.
I don't take it.
Oh my God.
She's saying I'm missing out?
Come on.
Okay.
The brains I have. And then if you were there when they talked about.
I do take Isogenesis, the product.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. But the ruler test, remember the drop the ruler test in between your fingers and then you would catch it.
Yeah.
Right. So he talked about that when they first introduced that, but not the ruler test. And I've gone back to tell him when I've seen him, I said, you know, I noticed immediately when things would fall off the shelf or I'd drop my car keys or anything like that, or a glass would fall over, nothing was hitting the floor.
Response time.
Yes, I kid you not. And I was cracking up because I'm like, cat-like reflexes.
Okay.
And I play goalie. And I had one day out there at the goal where everybody, the referees actually like stopped and which everybody started giving me a hand because it was like the Matrix. I was just all over the place, you know,
yeah.
reaction. And again, at 52, I'm almost 53, that doesn't happen. Everybody's complaining about debilitation and, you know, losing function. And here I am. Boy, I'd be dangerous with these brains if I was ever back in college.
Well, it cracks me up because I would love to see him and a famous author, Dr. Perlmutter, who wrote The Grain Brain.
Mm.
Because he's a researcher.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote about the influence of grains on the body, especially the grains on the brain.
Mm.
So basically he says, cut all the grains out of your life.
Like, yeah.
I'm not a bread guy. I don't eat any grains. And right. I don't know what you do, but...
No.
There's a lot of inflammatory response also triggered from grains, especially here in the U.S. and the sourcing of how our grains are and the quality of that food.
Right.
Yeah, there's people who say that there's... If you go to Italy, the grains are better. I'm sure it is because we change everything here at the scientific level in this country. So, but the point is, I would love to see those two get together and have a talk just
sure.
because Perlmutter is obviously The Grain Brain. Very great book. I highly recommend it for people to read it or listen to it on Audible. I've listened to it countless times because I'm always getting something new out of it. But with two guys focused on brain health,
right?
Like Perlmutter has removed people from grains,
right.
increased their healthy vegetable content, and especially healthy fat intake.
Mm-hmm. Your brain
and
needs fat.
A lot
fat.
Of these products we're talking about is fat. Exactly.
Right.
Like 80% of your brain tissue, I believe, is made up of fat tissue.
Right.
So it's just people don't know these things. But if you're not fueling that tissue the right way, which again, with that supplement, you can, that
right.
helps fill in those essential building blocks. Oh, wow. Now it gets a little happier.
Yes.
Things get done a lot better. So it's interesting to see those things.
Very even leveled. Can I go to the topic of the grain and all that?
You're the co-host.
Well,
you do what you want. We're sharing this.
And if it goes out to and reaches one or two people that it affects. So I worked with people that have, well, everybody seems to have the intolerance to gluten. Seems to, I say, because,
gluten.
Yeah. Is it the gluten that's really causing us the problems, or is it the Roundup and the poison
yes.
that's sprayed on those grains? And only recently it became known to me that that's the only thing that they can use it on. They can't use it on any of the other beans, legumes, and something of that nature.
Right.
So it's only on that. It's approved.
Yes.
For the usage on that. So you wouldn't take the container of Roundup and get the sprayer and spray it into your mouth, right?
No.
But they're allowing that to go on to the very stuff that's being put into so much prevalence of all the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in Kazakhstan, with certain people that have these intolerances and graze their whole way around, which is a very different type of eating also, but bread galore... And not having any adverse reactions.
But again, you're sourcing grains from their countries
yeah.
that have not been bioengineered.
Right.
They're not spraying those chemicals.
Right.
That's the other thing. People understand, like, the reason why we have to keep bioengineering our grains and our food and everything is because they're constantly trying to bulletproof them against bugs and everything else. Then they're trying to bulletproof them against the own chemicals that they're spraying on the crops. So it's like, okay, you go to those countries, it's probably still the original strain.
Mm.
Of those grains.
Right.
And they've not been influenced by any kind of chemical sprays and things of that nature. That's why I love, we source our proteins from New Zealand.
Right.
Like New Zealand as a country won't allow that stuff in. They
right.
want to keep things pure and original. I love that.
Yes. Oh, that's yeah. fantastic.
Which is sad for us because, like, we're one of the most powerful countries in the world. And we're trying to promote all this organic stuff.
Right.
But it's like, I could just go to another country and not eat anything organic and it's probably better.
Right, right. Well, I'm not sure if you're aware of where the dump of all the pesticides and herbicides and any of these chemicals came from. It was a surplus after the war. They didn't know what to do with it.
Sure. Well, so they and said, what well, is the Latin definition of AIDS?
Right, death.
Death, yeah.
So in killing all the bugs in the foxholes when it worked in Agent Orange, yep. So it was going to work on the crops and control them so that they'd yield more and not have to worry about waste. But yeah, that's not such a good trade-off.
Well, think about it. Years later, after using Agent Orange in the war,
mm-hmm.
they stopped using it as a weapon because they saw the negative side effects later to their soldiers.
Your humans, yeah.
So then they go and take the byproducts of those chemicals from those weapons and then decide, well, these are byproducts. So we'll go ahead and use these on all these little farm projects. And now, years later, they're realizing, ooh, maybe that wasn't a good idea.
Right.
But there's still no laws against it. There was another great article that went viral the other day. People were freaking out because their cereals have been found to have high doses of, you know, products from the Roundup company, Monsanto.
Right.
In there. And what they've realized is like, well, what if they said, no, that's an organic cereal or whatever. But they found out that they're using another chemical. I guess it's like a drying agent. So when it's going through the assembly line, yeah, the grains
right.
were sourced organically. But now later, in order to dry the product to get it ready for packaging, they're spraying other stuff on it.
Absolutely.
And that stuff has the chemical in it. So it's like, guys, like, here's a little lesson. Just eat whole food.
Right.
Stop eating. First of all, if you're an adult, you should not be eating cereal. I'm sorry. I haven't eaten cereal for 10
no
years.
No Fruit Loops
Are you
for 12? You.
I mean, I don't know. My dad's heart doctor years ago told him to eat freaking Cheerios. I'm like, oh, did you watch a recent commercial saying it's good for your heart?
Oh, boy.
Really? Like, this is, and no offense. I know doctors go through a lot of education and a lot of knowledge, but our own doctor's guide in this company will tell you, unless you choose to take a specific passion in this, the average MD has maybe an hour or two tops of nutritional education.
Right.
They don't know anything about nutrition. So they're not the people you want to go to and ask for advice. And then there's the, and again, I have friends that are nutritionists, no offense, but there's some collegiate trained and educated nutritionists that are trained off of the old system.
Right.
They're not current.
Right.
I mean, you study this stuff.
Yes. This is a very vast difference from even 20 years ago, what has happened. And all of the things that we're not aware of, and it's both sides of the operation. You have the standards of what you're allowed to say or consider whole grain, what you're allowed to consider free range.
Yeah.
That's not it's not true. It's not really what you have in your mind of the chickens running around in the grass. It's a boxed chicken and the door opens, and whether the bird goes out or not, the door is open for a certain amount of hours during the day, and that's considered free range, whether the bird ever left.
Yeah.
So, and if I can plug two films that I just recently had seen.
Because we'll put that into our show notes, by the way.
Great.
Everything goes on the website, so anything that we get name dropped, quotes, your links, any books, movies, whatever.
Awesome.
My VA will put all that in the show
notes. Right. So I had the privilege and pleasure to go and meet Dr. Furman, he's from Jersey. So they had the screening of Eating You Alive.
Oh.
And now you would think it was bad. And it just premiered in Jersey probably 2 months ago. And it's touring, and you can also go to the website. So I found it through the New Jersey Vegan Fest, and it was featured at that weekend. Okay. I didn't get to go to the rest. I had a conflict, but I wanted to see the film. The film was superb because it's about a plant-based whole food diet.
Sure.
And there were numerous physicians, doctors that were finally coming to the appeal of realizing this and embracing the fact of we've got to do something, and how people will come to their doctors with the change. There were numerous patients that had death sentences from whatever, and probably the number one illness would be cancer.
Sure.
Death sentences almost immediately that when they radically adopted the platform of the plant-based and really implemented it, committed, they're doing far better.
Now, are you doing amazingly? Are you a 100% plant-based person? I noticed that you had the boxes of the non-dairy shakes on the shelf over there. So, but I've also done my study into that too. I mean, one of my CrossFit coaches I work with, she's a hardcore vegan.
Yes.
So more power to her. I love my veggies. It's a big part of my life. It's a big source of my carbohydrates.
Right.
You don't need carbs from bread. That's not, it's the same as a vegetable-based carbohydrate. Sorry.
So I've come a long way.
Where are you at?
I've come a long, long way from that first day when we brought home the fat-free Philadelphia cream cheese thinking, this is the greatest thing.
Oh, yeah. Because we were listening to marketing.
Right. And that's 25, 30 years ago. But after seeing the film and realizing the relationship of not only eating that way in that manner and what it can do for your vitality, mm-hmm. and seeing the detriment to the environment. And again, something I probably forget is the treatment of the animals. And they didn't show a lot of it. They didn't need to. The concentration and the aspect was to educate people. And that's why it's a very poignant film, to show the doctors and the appreciation that they found. And now once they've seen these results in people are adopting this protocol to recommend. And sure. I mean, how hard is that? Eat your veggies. I mean, come on.
That's not right.
Right? So.
And you can't really overeat on your veggies usually. I mean.
Right. Again, there's no overdose on that.
No.
So the meat thing.
The toxins, yes.
Was really on the way out for me after seeing that film and the radical change of removing some of the frequency. So, and the red cow out, get rid of it.
Okay.
So no more burgers. But the next movie that I just saw last weekend was called Cowspiracy.
I've seen it.
Now that one was profound.
I grew up on a dairy farm, so.
Okay.
But what's being done now in the major factory-sized farms versus the local farms is two different things.
Right.
So I don't critique the industry as heavily as that movie did, but I agreed with what the movie was portraying, which is there's factory-level,
right.
like corporate-style, government-managed farms.
Right.
That is not the way it was done. That's not the way New Zealand does it. That's
right.
not the way that my dad did it.
Right, so, right. And yeah. again, you're talking about the previous generations and historically what could have been, but how do we feed everybody?
Right.
And again, the overconsumption. Mm-hmm. If somebody ate what was normal, what's normal to somebody might not be normal to someone else, but what is adequate intake. It always baffled me to walk through someplace like Costco and think of how many of these outlets and centers and BJ's and even the gigantic mega supermarkets, Sam's Club and
yeah, all the big ones.
And how much chicken is going through those doors every day.
Yeah.
It's like, excuse me, where's all this coming
from? And are you actually selling all of it?
Right.
How much is getting expired or thrown out?
Right.
Are you overproducing? I don't know.
Yeah. And the burgers. I mean, okay, you had Burger King and McDonald's. Now there's all kinds of fashion burger places by the tons cropping mm-hmm. up. So after seeing that film and talking to one of my clients, he said, if you've ever driven down the road in California, that strip that runs for miles and miles and miles, he says, you'll just see the cows like sardines stacked for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles, and miles mm-hmm. on that land. And this is what it's come to. Do we need, require, the overindulgence of it has caused this, and then the imbalance in the ecosystem. So you've got sure. the lungs, what they said, the lungs of the planet being the trees, being shredded up and taken up at an alarming rate for the mass production of the agriculture, the animal agriculture. And they're statistically speaking. So how do you argue with that when they're statistically speaking of everybody's worried about the cars and nobody's recognizing that? And you're going to tip the scales.
Well, our green plants are filters.
So at an alarming rate, you're ripping that out of the ground and eating it up, and it doesn't get replaced fast enough so that you can mass produce this other stuff that has to get replaced for this demand or
right.
what you're pushing it onto people, but it's not going to be able to exist in a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. That's baffling.
Well, then you got these companies who are, I can't remember if Cowspiracy really specified it, but for people who do want to continue eating meat, which I do, but I don't eat a ton of red meat. It's very minimal. I actually have switched my process over where I will, this year, I pre-ordered. So I go in with other people. So only that animal is
right,
raised
right.
for four families, we control how it's been raised. It's grass-fed.
Mm.
It's on a small farm. And then it's only being raised for us because we prepaid for it.
Right, right.
So once it comes
due... It's a much better arrangement.
Right, it's a much better arrangement. I know that again, my vegan friends would not agree with that.
Mm.
But I'm doing what I can. I'm not going to change my lifestyle completely, but I'm modifying it to make as much of an impact as we can towards the right process,
right,
so to speak.
And that's what it put it more in front of me to be more conscious of it.
Yeah,
I'm still eating chicken.
Aware.
I had fish last night. I was like, what do I have? Went out to dinner. But they're also talking about the fish and the fishing, mm-hmm, and what. But people go to the grocery store and they don't see that side of it. It's not publicized. It's kept under wraps, and it will catch up.
Yeah.
It will catch up, unfortunately.
Well, so here, not to jump away from that, but to kind of talk about it, because obviously in that movie they talk about how the animals are processed. And it's funny because there's another great podcast I listen to called Fitness Confidential, famous trainer from LA called Vinny Tortorich. He is anti-shake. Anti whatever. He's like, it's all processed. And I'm like, okay. There's good and bad processing.
Sure.
We can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
And if done the right way, you're getting a much better nutrient dense source. And I'm not saying we live off of shakes, but I know damn well that I love it when I have my shake every day.
Sure.
Or shakes every day. Because I'm doing two shakes a day no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I've been that way for years.
Eight years for me.
And I'm not even skipping meals. Like people call them the meal replacement shakes. I'm not even replacing my meals with these things.
Right.
So just because I burn so much.
Mm-hmm.
But there's clearly a difference of quality in processing. So when people say, well, I don't want to eat nutrition out of a shake packet or out of a box or out of a container because it's processed.
Mm.
I mean, how do you respond to something like that?
I have used a shake probably for the past 30 years.
Okay.
And the shakes that I used to use, and the shakes when I was in bodybuilding were formulated by a chemist who had a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And while it was beneficial to me and I didn't experience some of the other things that people with the carb depletion would, I was like, why am I not feeling like all these other crazy people? I'm like, no, because of the nutrient profile in the shake. And I used to call him the witch doctor, but he had a PhD in biochemistry and he made it right in his lab at the office, which was, it was good for me. But again, I've always been a bar person, a shake person because of the convenience of it.
Convenient.
And again,
yes.
I'm an athlete. I want to have the best fuel for myself.
Readily available.
Right. The shakes that I used to do and compared to the response that happened in my body, and I will never impose an exercise or a protocol or fueling nutrition or anything like that before I personally experience it. So that was what I set out to do.
You want to test it yourself. I'm kind of the same way.
So thereby using my experience to relate to somebody else, if it's a good one or if it's a bad one, I can tell you. And I can tell you when I came out of the hospital and my hair fell out, that was a bad experience. And no one told me about it. And it was just a coincidence that my sister and I both had pneumonia.
That was from some old shakes?
No, it was from chemicals.
Oh, I'm like, what?
And no,
like,
drugs. So, okay.
Okay.
So there. So nobody told us about the drugs and nobody told us about
the effect.
And my freaking hair fell out and I was really pissed.
That's not nice.
Because I had some really good hair. But as you see, it's back. It's back and badder and better than ever. Thick again.
Yeah.
But again, I can firsthandedly tell somebody about that, but nobody freaking told me about that. And then somebody's like going out to the grocery store or eating at the fast food places, and then they're going to ask me what's in my shake.
Yeah, like you don't even know what
was in
your burger you had earlier.
But most of the time when I tell people I've used this for 8 years, I used something that was substandard before that and the experience that I've had. And then plus the fact of 8 years later having over 10,000 people on my team and in my organization,
you have a big team,
with my company that are using this. And we've probably got five people that have lost over 100 pounds and two or three that have lost over 200 pounds. My nephew was one of them. And he was one who was a personal experiment. And he lived in Hawaii. And he was 367 pounds, no longer hireable.
Wow.
And my sister said, come to New Jersey. You know, she was out there visiting.
How old was he?
28 at the time.
367 pounds.
Yep. And she said, come out to New Jersey. Valerie will transform you. I said, he can come out anytime. He knows what I will do for him. And it was funny because it's celebration the year before when Jill Berth was named as the Ice Body Challenge finalist. Yeah. I sent him a text that said, "Hey, big guy, want to make some money and lose weight?" And he comes back with, "Hey, what did you get hacked or something?"
Oh, my God.
And I go, "No, I'm serious. You could totally do this thing." So again, I let it go. Yeah. I will not run after or force anyone.
I'm the same way nowadays. I mean, yeah. I think a lot of us make that mistake. We get very excited about...
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we see this over and over again. And I think great leaders who run big teams like ours, it's like you have to set a good example.
Right.
You don't chase. You don't... First of all, you're wasting your time. As a business owner, where's your time best spent? The people who waste your time, let them chase you.
Right.
Don't be chasing people.
So he listened to her and he said, "All right, after I'm going to be in a wedding and then I'll come out in October." It was 2012. I sent him a one-way ticket to New Jersey from Hawaii in the winter of 2012. He came here. The next day he woke up to a container on the counter that said, "Drink this and come to the gym." It was kind of like Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
He's going down the rabbit hole. So he comes to the gym, and from that day forth, we did 8 months, took off 150 pounds. He was one of the Isobody finalists with Craig Coleman. And
oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So with the once again, I'm sitting there next to him. He's living with me for these 8 months. We're eating the same thing. I'm on a 30-day system. He's on a 30-day system. We're eating the same meal at night, and I'm like doing phenomenal at what I'm doing physically and accomplishing things, and the weight is coming off of him. And I go, "Wait a second, how's that work that way? And how's that work for me?" And that was a turning point into the realization of delivering nutrients and food.
His
and
body
fuel.
Was craving them. Your body was already used to it. So you probably didn't really need to per se lose any more weight because you've been giving it everything it needs.
Right. I was getting better and faster and stronger. And then again, he helped me to cut out some of the ice creams. I couldn't have ice cream in the freezer with him there. So I was like, I got to stop.
You got to help each other.
Yeah. No, it was a good turn of events because he propelled me and I supported and we were accountability partners. He again, never ran a day on it, in his life. He ran, a 5K to start with. He ran two Spartans. He went back to Honolulu to run the Honolulu Marathon. He ran another Spartan after that.
And how much time?
So that was after the 8 months. So in that year.
So in 1 year's time.
Yes.
He went from being a 367-pound young man to coming to New Jersey, learning your style of nutrition, learning the ways of isogenics and just healthy eating in general, obviously your training patterns.
Right. He was crushing two workouts a day. He would come from the other gym with me over to this gym.
Okay. Because you have more than one location.
Massacre it without ever feeling debilitated, never injured, not getting tired.
That's awesome.
On New Year's, he went to New York and departed. What do you want to say? He had a beer or two. He came back a pound lighter.
Yeah.
So all the while, never once did he go up. He stayed the same or went down. And again, the reality came down to the final. We started to watch. I had to watch his body fat. So I'm measuring. Body fat goes down. Body fat goes down. With the weight loss, body fat goes down. Then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, muscle. We lost 5 pounds of muscle this week. And I go, honestly, go right now. Quick, grab a protein, an extra protein.
Yeah.
Because the turning point or the...
His muscle retention was impacting. Now, so his body was starving for more nutrients.
He had turned the corner of this is no longer just about weight loss. His chest started coming in. His arms started really perking up. And you could see the difference. Yeah.
So in a year's time. Boom, yeah. Spartan racer, going back to Honolulu with a whole new man.
Oh, yeah.
So is he living back there now?
Yeah. So, well, here's the story. 3 years old, my brother and sister-in-law and him moved out there. He was my first godson. So for nearly 30 years, my brother Frank just retired and they moved to Washington because it's too costly. It costs too much to retire in Hawaii. And they were kind of done with the island.
Yeah.
So they just built a house and now they're out there on the West Coast. It's an incentive for me to drive across. And
I love all those areas. So there's not a bad idea to go visit.
Right.
So. And with your, not to change the subject, I just think that's a powerful story. I did not know he was an isobody. I do the isobodies just because I get bored. I've done 6 or 7 of them.
Absolutely.
I'm not doing them to win them.
Right.
I'm doing it because, number one, then I know I got to take some photographs in a few months.
Right.
But number two, even if I don't win anything, because as long as I'm meeting the basic requirements of the program on how much product that I'm ordering, which I always order more than enough because it's a hardcore part of my life now.
Right.
Like, I get a $200 gift certificate at the end of the Esabody Challenge. So, like, even if I don't win a cruise or some kind of stage presence or whatever, I'm like, dude, I'm scoring $200 worth of product.
Right.
Back on product I'm already spending money on anyway. And this is a free contest.
Yes. Very
worthwhile.
Whereas
other companies out there want you to buy into that.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? You ever have people ask you about the Whole 30?
Yes.
That's another contest. You know, it's like, yes. No, it's like, I have my own. I have a free contest that comes with my nutrition company.
Sure.
What do I care?
Yeah.
But, like, to your point, though, not to change the subject, but about this lifestyle, about being healthy, obviously you totally impacted his life.
We went on the cruise.
And he went back, did you?
Yeah, he was one of the six finalists, and he took me on the cruise, thankfully.
and just as he should have. So come on. But you had mentioned earlier that, and just now, you have more than one gym. And so you've been in the fitness world for a while. We've already established Team USA, world-class kettlebell athlete. Your experience with some of your own kind of business transformation, some lifestyle decisions, right?
Most definitely.
So
this is 21 years as a fitness professional, working through the ranks of certifications and the dream and desire to own my own facility and opening training centers. Yes. I knew I didn't want to do a traditional, like, treadmills and TVs and that kind of a gym. And I had worked in that atmosphere in a club. So coming out of it, when I came upon this method and the type of facility it was going to be and the training that it involved, I said, this is my forte. This is what I've been waiting for, and very excited about it. And there was a really tremendous response. And I wanted to go on with 10 locations was my target. Second location here in Warren was opened. And then again, the red tape and the responsibilities of attorneys and CPAs and
brick and mortar business struggles.
Yeah, the plumbing and the roof or whatever you're responsible for, or it was headaches, or the responsible people that are supposed to be, you know, running the business. I wanted to walk away.
People you think you can count on, maybe you're not able to count on anymore. This all happens.
Right.
This is normal.
So in the second endeavor, again, going through the same thing and growing and trying to advance it and finding the right people that are going to be entrusted to keep your operation safe and going, seeing the pattern happen again, that was when I said immediately, no, there's no more than two for right now. And then actually consolidating and bringing it back from a rental situation into my own home studio. And this second location it's been up for sale for quite a while. When we had ICU in New Jersey.
What's ICU?
ICU was when they had Isagenics University.
ICU.
That was the day I finally, Lisa DeMeo was up there speaking, and
yes,
I finally came to terms and grabbed the mic and talked about my whole career and the pathway. And it was that catalytic moment that I saw how people create the income stream to then fuel their vision or where their priorities change to. Now, something that I can concentrate on and bring this gift of kettlebell sport and what have you and things attached to it go without having it be constrained here. I love to travel, and I've met many people through the brilliance of Facebook and actually really met them in person then and become friends and spending time and
like
have a place
today.
To go.
Yeah.
Any state or any country now. It's really fantastic. So to be able to be portable and continue to do a business that has zero headache. What else can you do that you just click and there it is?
I eat my overhead.
Honestly.
Like, how many times can you start a business from $300 to $600 or whatever package you start off with? And like me, I told you, I started off just as a product user. But if I thought about it, I'm like, okay, well, technically the business started back when I first tried the first system. But my overhead was just, I was eating my overhead every month. I'm like, really? And now doing this for years as one of my side businesses, and it's like, it's a great fun income stream because it's not a brick and mortar business. And nothing against brick and mortar businesses. Some people love having that community environment. We talked a little bit about that earlier. It's like some people want to have a place to go to.
Right. And I mean, I've done it. And look, I was in TV when I was heading to college, and it was a week before I had to declare my major. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know, TV, phys ed, TV. My mother was influencing me. Oh, phys ed, you have the summers off. And then my sisters were like, no, TV, you're a news personality. I'm like, oh my God, okay, TV. And I'm glad I did it that way, because TV was in its heyday. I worked for WOR, and the Mets in 86 was just a blast. And seeing all that happen, and Howard Stern and Morton Downey Jr.,
right.
Fantastic. They were always at the station. I was in and amongst all this glamour of entertainment industry. And then it started to take a turn, and I didn't like it. And they changed hands so many times. Again, you're at the mercy of a corporation, and I didn't like being inside in the walls. I was doing exercise part-time, training part-time, and the day came where I said, I'd rather stay here than go there. And so traded it for fitness and went into it wholeheartedly. It's I eat, sleep, breathe it is what it comes out.
Well, yeah, we've
it's
already established that. It's very, very clear. I mean, if you get yourself to a world-class level, that's commitment. You clearly better have a passion for it.
Yeah, and this now, what I've accomplished in these past 3 years, I've never been so dedicated 100%, 1,000% to this, to accomplish this and be this.
And the beauty is, everything you're doing, and whether you eventually give up all of your brick and mortar businesses and you just have Isogenics and kettlebells, the beauty of technology nowadays is that you don't need to have a physical location. You have your own home training facility. You can set up cameras, do Facebook Live, or just do webinar trainings.
Right.
Next thing you know, your online brand, other trainers and trainees can log in and pay just to talk to you.
Right.
So yes. It's like, wow, the technology is there. You don't need to own a physical location anymore if it doesn't fit your lifestyle anymore. And it sounds like you've been going through that metamorphosis and realizing, wow, I don't really have an overhead with this business and I can do it from anywhere.
Right. And that's what it emerged out of. I needed to show somebody how to perform something, and they were in Arizona.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, if you have FaceTime, FaceTime would be good for this. So we FaceTimed, and great, we did a session. And then again, I started to see what the power of Facebook would bring. And and again, so now I am training people all around the country. And then also webinars and things like that. We've seen great success. The interaction that we can have is enough quality and the caliber that took somebody to the platform. Nice. Successfully. So it's nice. It's really nice to have that reach, because you're not always going to have someone right at your doorstep. Majority of people that come in here, and the majority of people that always came to my boot camp, is like 5 minutes. That's the most that they wanted to travel.
Well,
it's right in your neighborhood.
Not to bust in the Northeast U.S. I'm from here, so I can. I was born in New Jersey, actually, even though I grew up in Pennsylvania. So I was born in Flemington.
Oh, lovely place.
I'm sorry, I've lived out west. I think the west is more healthy.
Right.
I can say that. They have better lifestyle balance. Living in Colorado, I go back every winter now. It's a different lifestyle.
Right.
We're very money-driven, corporate-driven, whatever you want to call it here in Northeast, which is not a bad thing. Some people like those attributes for being able to have somebody they can trust working for them. But you got to get life balance.
Right.
And you're realizing here, maybe this is not the right thing anymore. Maybe it's time to get completely mobile and true freedom for your lifestyle.
Right.
So you can just say, you know what? I'm going to go run a kettlebell boot camp in Seattle. I'm going to put that out to my posse, my online following, and say, hey, guys, I'm thinking about coming to visit Seattle. Who would like me to come and teach an event? And next thing you know, you got like 50 people that pay for that.
Right.
And then, boom, now you're actually making money to go there.
Right.
And let's say 15% of those people are also on your Isogenics team. So you're building their businesses for them or their income streams, which in turn is building yours as well. So it's just all of this
goes hand in hand
together.
And again, just as the kettlebell has taken me all around the world, Isogenics is taking me all around the world and actually fortifying that ability to take me all around the world.
I was going to say, even more now, because do you have any athletes connections in the UK? Because I heard
we're
launching in the UK.
I already spoke to my friends in the UK and set them up, 100 of them.
Oh, wow. You don't mess around.
No.
Okay.
No, because they've seen what I've done. They have seen the experience that I've had, and I don't hide it. I definitely advertise it that it's what I use in the company I'm with, and I'm proud to be a team member and an ambassador. and show the validity. So yeah, they've been watching, and I always offer or invite, and for some people who it's right for and not right for. And we work from there and work within the hopes of spreading this around the world. So yes, I keep
on.
And
we've been a couple of new countries every year.
Yes, so. I keep on top of what's to come. And the, yeah, these people are real people, legitimately friend and supportive. We have exchanges of information. That to me is, I love Facebook for that.
Yeah.
My goodness, that platform brought that about. And
well, because you're using it.
I'm a friendly
in a
person,
right,
but now it's like to have. It's like, I guess, having pen pals when you were a kid, but. To be able to visually see them and see their experience. Yep. And that's a lot of what we do. A lot of either the training or a lot of what's going to happen with people. And that's why I say 10,000 people for my group can't be wrong.
No.
And when I was out there at Celebration and we had how many thousands of people, and I thought about it, I said, and 10,000, not that they were all there, but that's looking out on the room saying, whoa.
My first Celebration was over 9,000. That was a couple years ago in Vegas. I was like, okay, I'm not the only crazy person who says, you know what, I'm tired of the old ways. Let's do something different. Let's build a platform. And that's the other thing. It doesn't gonna happen overnight. Some people, they have really, really good luck, or they just have a crazy loyal following that maybe you can build a business like that overnight. But it's like everybody admits that they can use a little more money and a little bit more freedom in their lifestyle. Oh, and side effect. Oh, darn, you're going to get healthier.
Yeah.
So there's so many companies out there now, very successful companies built on the modern version of network marketing. And that's why I like to clarify that, because this is not the old MLM world. I mean, the old MLMs, they're the ones that triggered a lot of the legal changes that the IRS had to really crack down on to make sure these companies were like, hey, man, the business can't be required. Mm. It can be there as a bonus, but like, make sure you have legitimate products. And that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Isagenix is a top quality nutrition company that just so happens decided not to go retail.
Right.
And they're using word of mouth.
Right.
Which saves a ton of money on sales and marketing, so they can invest that back into us who choose to do the business. You don't have to. And then in turn goes right back into the investment, into the science and the quality and the quality sourcing of the ingredients that are going into our products.
Right.
So that's why I was like, anytime someone says, oh, I go to GNC, that's a world-class name. And I'm like, that's a world-class name from branding and marketing of the store. The stuff on the shelves, you don't know where half that stuff came from.
Right.
There's no quality standards. They're looking to just make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
I will never step foot in one of those stores.
Oh,
ever
gosh.
Again. No. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
We're very passionate. But hey, once you find something awesome, it's hard not to embrace it.
Well, a nice fact about it is the principles of the company need not make any money.
Yep.
They were financially independent, very, very wealthy.
Yeah, they were all retired.
They were
they?
Not right retired, yeah. And not their interest to like take all the money out of a company. And unfortunately, these other startups and people that you see in this industry, they do that. And then once the money starts rolling in, and then they shift the marketing plan or change the game on people, and then all of a sudden the checks aren't going out to the distributors and everybody.
Right.
So noticing this and seeing this has been fantastic. And again, seeing the escalation of where they are placed on the top lists and the recognition, those are the things that you look for. You don't have to worry about what's on the label and in the shake, because they wouldn't be there and that wouldn't be occurring. Just be using some common sense. You don't have to be able to pronounce all the ingredients on the label.
No.
That's what some people call for a criteria. How about this? How about they didn't get into this for making any money off of anybody? How about John Anderson was the master formulator for 30 years in the industry? Everybody came to him.
The founding PhD research guru is like did supplements for countless other companies.
Right.
And then realized
GNC was one of them.
Yeah,
and nobody's getting those recipes anymore.
They would keep cutting him down on his quality. He wanted to create perfection, and they wouldn't let it because it was too expensive, or they can make more money if you use a cheaper ingredient.
Right.
So that's why he retired finally, and then he came back and created this. So
that almighty bottom
14
line.
Years now?
Yes.
14 years now?
Yes, yeah. 14 years.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like, okay, I'm working with a company that's been around for 14 years. So they're not a fly-by-night operation. We've definitely, have we passed half a billion yet? I know we're approaching it. We're up there.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's just a very successful company, and they put us first. That's the biggest thing that I always took away from our meetings was that if it's not right for the associate, us, it's not right for the company. I love that.
Right.
So putting all set together now, what's your next steps? I mean, how are we going to follow? How are we going to follow you?
Oh,
I mean,
my. So first, ValeriePulowski.com is my website.
It'll be in the show notes.
ValeriePulowski.com. It's ValeriePulowski.com.
Yes.
And that is where I've finally been able to pull together all of the experiences that I have and all of the
brands.
Platforms and the brands. Yes. Yeah. So the brands came about, and again, by way of the things that I wanted to do. So one of the brands that I am participating in a license program is the New Jersey Adventure Boot Camp. That's in its 10th year.
That's awesome.
It is. And it's an outdoor program. Yeah, because people like to go outside and exercise. We do come in the winter in New Jersey, but that's the differentiation. And I love working with those people. They're badass. They're really strong and in great shape. And there's been a lot of them also on Isagenix for that 10 years time that we've been together. So Punch Kettlebell Gym. Punch Kettlebell Gym is the initial pilot. That's in Far Hills, which is now it's PPAC. And that is where we have the group training or kettlebell training. And the Art of Strength is Warren. The Kettlebell Sport Iron Diva, Lisa Fleshhacker and I are the owners of Warren. And that was a branch and an offshoot of kettlebell training, which we wanted to just support and promote and produce recognition of lots of accomplishments of people around the world. And we have a clothing line and things like that. And then my latest and newest, again, I spoke about the nature of the future of kettlebell sport. I'm involved and associated in partnership with the AKA, the American Kettlebell Alliance. I compete at all of their events and following that pathway to emerge in my second master of sport. So in conjunction with that, the establishment of Kettlebell Sport USA is the next brand that I'm launching, and it is the appeal to lots of newcomers.
Okay.
Lots of people, whether they're
even people
doing
like me
something.
Who
yes.
Haven't fully immersed myself all the way into the kettlebell world.
Absolutely.
But I want to.
You're totally perfect for the profile. Younger kids, the youth, people that participate in it in a fitness way. But again, the connection into the younger generation so that we can build this sport to the recognition it deserves, having a scholarship program, developing organizations and grants, and then we also look for sponsorship. 2018 is the target for where we're going to be holding and hosting the World Championship competition. That means all those other 34 countries are going to be coming here.
That's awesome.
Onto our soil. We want to show them a great time. I also want 20 people to coach to the platform by 2018. Myself, I want 20 new or of the existing people that I'm coaching, which I know that will go to the platform again, but 20 people to come up onto the platform and show what their capabilities are. And there's ample time to really emerge in these next couple of years to get up there and do something
That's
fantastic.
A good goal.
And yeah, we want Team USA to be really strong for that. And again, it creates the legacy of younger and more participants. Actually, as a family sport, it's tremendous. Because again, the people out on the West Coast, it's the That's mothers right. that are in the veteran category and the kids that
you
are
do a lot of this
coming
right
up
out of your
to the
home.
Platform. Right.
Backyard.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's very portable and possible to do and perform anywhere. The coaching and the emphasis and the guidance that I've had covers the scope of all over the world. I've had Russian coaches, I've had American coaches, I've had Ukraine coaches. I've had experiences with all these different people. I've made a million mistakes in 2 years spending it on the lift that I did. So some of the nuances of tactics and again an approach that I offer from what was here in the United States, it's what the Russians couldn't tell us. So Kettlebell Sport USA represents that. It's in collaboration with the AKA. And then the other counterpart is Vintage Strength Games. Vintage Strength Games is in collaboration with Don Gioffredino. He's in Deerfield Beach, Florida. He's brilliant. I recognized it immediately. I was the first one to purchase six of his clubs.
Oh, wow.
A couple of years ago.
Okay.
I couldn't stand it. I was like, let's make videos. Let's do something. We've got to show people this. This is the greatest thing in the world. And it's an adjustable club. We have clubs here that are only two different weight sizes.
Oh, yes.
And the problem with it is if you want more clubs, you have to buy more clubs. It's a space problem and constraint. And then it's a, you know, it's like, expense.
They look like juggling.
Bowling pins.
Bowling pins, yeah.
So
clubs.
With Don, he's got one that's segmented and you can add 5 or 2.5 pounds to it and adjust it.
That's awesome.
It is. So that's made here right in the USA too. So we have a competition that you can use that tool in. We have training and certification with that. And then the mace came along because of Rick Brown out there in California. He is prominent and probably the planet's best mace guy who's got an experience on that. Asked Don to make a mace. So there the marriage was, and we have the Vintage Strength Games. So that's the next upcoming sideline of a sport, but it can be independent of itself.
What are you projecting the next event for that?
So we have, in December 10th, right here in Randolph, New Jersey.
Oh, there you go.
At Q Kettlebell Strength and Conditioning is Eric Ryalt's place he owns. And that was where we premiered mace competition last year on his platforms. So we have mace competition and club swinging competition this year. It's probably in 2017 where we're going to formally introduce the vintage dumbbell
vintage
swing
games.
That
okay.
I started
so
to talk
be like
about.
A builder, a feeder
yes.
into that.
Okay. Yes.
So the
and again,
Vintage Games won't launch until...
Oh, it is. No, it has. Yeah. It is. That it's is. Been running. But oh. the addition of the new drill is the vintage
okay.
swing. So right now we have the mace being competed in and the double long cycle with the clubs. That rocked. I mean,
okay.
you saw a different variation of all types of guys up there. And again, big Chris Gilbert, big bodybuilding guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he could move.
Okay.
His joint mobility. And again, he practices mace, too. So he was really good. It was hot up there with those two clubs and swinging those for 5 minutes. That's a feat of strength.
That
it definitely
like
is.
It. Yes.
Yes. So that's where I take off to. And again, my emphasis and vision is to talking to as many people, spreading the word of the sport, spreading the opportunity for all across the nation. We have competitions probably monthly.
Wow.
In different parts of the nation.
You've truly woven this all together, man. This is impressive.
And it kind of happened that it all pulled into.
And just one major component.
That's the capital campaign underneath, beneath, and fueling this.
Yeah.
Because anybody who uses it will absolutely see something better happen in their performance.
Thank you.
And their recovery and feel better. And then anyone who uses it has an opportunity to fund their other endeavors or to fund their competition and pay their way.
Yep.
Now, this has already been established in the fitness world because Kathy Savage and those competitors, they're doing it.
Yeah,
she's got thousands of women.
Physique model, yeah.
They're having a competition this weekend, and 9 out of 10 finalists are on Isogenics.
Yep.
You're not even a contender.
I remember
really.
A couple years ago, they went to Vegas for, I think it was Miss Fitness USA or one of Fit USA, whatever it was called, and the top three girls
right.
were all her girls.
Definitely.
All Isogenics girls, because they came out on stage at a celebration a couple years
yes.
ago and told us that story.
Right.
And I was like, man, how powerful is that? So
yes.
clearly something's working.
You can totally see the distinction in the look from one person to another. And again, no deprivation. That was wild to me. I'm like, hey, maybe when I'm 60, I'll get up there because
well, the
I could
thing
step
that
up and
specify
compete.
Was you looked at their eyes, their alertness, their energy. They
right.
weren't. Like, I mean, let's be
Walking
honest.
Dead.
Most of these people, physique models, they starve themselves right before they get on stage.
Right.
They're dehydrated because they want to look lean and cut.
Right.
But those girls were happy. They were energized. Energy, energy, energy.
Yes.
Almost everybody needs more energy.
It's a game changer. Really,
yeah.
literally. It's a new realm of competition out there. And again, I can go up and, I wouldn't even think of it a couple of years ago, even competing in long cycle and then something else and something else. I will compete in 24 kilogram snatch. I'll compete in double long cycle with
yep.
12s, and then I'll pick up the mace and go at it with the mace at one competition now.
And so then rewind back to earlier before we started this podcast, I didn't get a full answer on your question. Are you using the entire amped line?
Yes.
So you use all
yes.
the components.
Yeah. I take the amped power pre-workout, and I'll take a Nox shot and an E shot.
And an E shot for the energy.
And then depending on the set, if I have a 10-minute rest in between lifting one arm and the other, then I'll use a Fuel. And I'll most definitely use the
Recover.
Recover, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Recover's great.
Awesome.
It's excellent.
Besides everything else you do, nutritionally.
Yeah, I mean, I use it. I eat it. I take it. I switched. You know, the first thing I was really hesitant about, and I said, don't give me any bars. Everybody kept asking, here, you want a bar? I'm like, no, I'm a baraholic. Don't give me any bars.
Yeah.
Because I could eat five, like, I don't know, Clif bars.
I've seasonal power bars that when I order from Isogenics.
So like, now it's like the plant bar. I don't even want to know.
I haven't had the plant bar yet.
Plant bar is delicious. Okay. I like it. So one bar suffices. I don't have to go on a
binge. My first bar was a chocolate peanut butter crunch. Then my summer bar became that lemon one. And then the oatmeal one in the winter times. And then it was my cycle.
Right. So, and I don't have to go on a bar binge. They're adequate. They suffice. And I'm not looking for more.
No. Admittedly, that's rare for me. I'm almost always shakes.
Right.
Because I want the full-blown nutrient profile.
Right.
I want all that.
Oh, yeah.
I use the pro-level shakes. So I have 36 right. grams in the pro line.
So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I haven't taken a traditional basic isolene shake in a couple of years.
Right.
So.
And as it goes, I have noticed a huge difference. Taking the vitamins first thing when I wake up and having that first shake, taking the vitamins right about noon or so with the second shake, and then going to work out. And if I forget...
Oh, you don't wait till the evening for your second round of vitamins.
No. And I stopped doing that because I would be driving around at 3:00 in the afternoon and behind the wheel going, oh my gosh, I need a shot. Let me get a shot. And I'd drink the shot. I wouldn't feel any different. And I'd get home and open my bag and go, I didn't take the vitamins.
Yeah.
Because I started to notice when I switched it to earlier,
well, and
then when I didn't.
They specifically broke them up for a reason. There's an AM pack and a PM pack because there's certain vitamins you should be taking in the start of your day and the other half during the part of the day. It's all about how things metabolize in the body and all that stuff. So clearly you were just missing that nutrient timing of when you were taking them.
Oh, I could feel it, totally sensed it. And then when I started mentioning it to some other people, they started to notice it too.
Pretty cool.
So that's the formula. And yeah, just rock that set. No more tiredness. The amped power reducing that burn, it was a miracle. It's like, you don't have to feel that anymore. Wow.
Yeah, it is a nice pump. I like
that. And just never coming up short.
Yep.
I mean, it's the only thing is right now too, especially the bells are cold.
Yes.
I can't stand that. So it does diminish because your freaking hand turns into an ice cube somehow.
Oh, really?
That's the only thing. But I actually use the pain cream.
Okay.
I use the pain cream prior to lifting.
Well, and it's
because
not even a pain
helps.
Cream because it's like, I don't know, it's a topical analgesic, but I've used that for years whenever I got an injury.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to my dad one time. He got kicked by a horse.
Oh.
And he said he didn't bruise.
Right.
I was like, really?
Right.
He said, I didn't know it did that.
Yes.
But I gave it to him just to remove some of the discomfort.
Right. So again, removing the discomfort, when you're talking about hanging on to it for one or two or three more reps, which is just what I'm approaching on for the Master of Sport, I'm putting that pain cream on my
hands. That's pretty cool. All right. Removing that discomfort. Yeah. Making that work with your lifestyle.
So I do. I use all everything. I tend to just...
I know you're using the greens.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I shave back just to be very on top of not a lot of extras when I'm, like I said, coming into weigh-in for a competition.
No, my basic orders are always my Isolene Pro shakes, my meal for the meal shakes. I do keep Isopro on hand for just the pure protein.
Mm.
I'm religious with the greens. And I always have Amped on hand.
Mm.
And I recently, in the past few months, finally added in like Product B regularly. I wasn't doing that, but it's a no-brainer just for my cellular health, you know, the DNA health, the telomere, and all that stuff. So, hey, you've got to fight the aging process. So.
Yes.
So, yeah, we can't look good forever.
Big fan of Bill Andrews. I went to see the opening of his film, too. Yeah.
He has a film?
The Immortalist.
I didn't even know that.
Okay, you have to check it out. You'll find that on any one of them. I think
it's an artsy style movie, or
oh no, it's a story of him and telomeres and Molly and the ultra marathoning. And the coolest thing is you see him in the beginning of the film, and when they started to show the film, I'm watching it, looking at him, going, he don't look so good.
Does he have his own website for that?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
And he's on a world tour. He's been to.
Well, we'll get it. We'll get, if it's out there, we'll
the Immortalist.
Get it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Immortalist. Okay.
So it covers the span of, I think it took 2 years' time to make the film. And when you see him standing in front of you, and then when you see him at the end of the film in comparison,
yeah, This is pretty cool.
That's why it's right there in front of you.
Yeah, you see look his before at him. And I've seen the photographs. I didn't know he had a movie. I've seen the photos of his before and after.
Definitely, and he's got a twin brother.
He looks more vital and more energized and more alert and more awake and just younger.
Yeah. And his twin brother, total opposite.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't adopt
lifestyle.
Any of the yeah.
It's lifestyle. Yeah. So.
But he's a hero because I knew he was in his 60s and he started kicking butt on ultra marathoning of the guys in their
40s. No ultra marathons.
Not,
no
yes.
Yeah.
No. And that's cool. what I used to do is try and run races and I was bodybuilding and my friends were like, stop it. It doesn't go. Jesse Jamnick, who's on Team USA, I'm sorry, Team Isagenics.
Yeah.
This guy does bodybuilding and ultra marathoning.
That's a hard thing to accomplish.
Look him up. He's in that
he's in
the magazine
book?
That just came out. That
okay.
That magazine is great, and there's a spread on him, and because that's to me fantastic because that was not possible before.
No, because usually yes. I tell people all the time, like people that are trying to train for Ollie, for example, all
right.
strength and technique.
Right.
You're not out there pushing a lot of endurance training.
Right.
It's usually one or the other.
Yeah.
It's very hard to. I mean, I'm always testing that. I love to.
Right.
I want to be in that zone.
Right.
That's where I like to be. I want to be able to get on my bike and go ride a bike. I'll be able to go for a ski trip, and I still want to be able to lift and throw some decent weight. I know I won't be able to throw crazy amounts of weight.
Right.
But I want that balance.
Yeah.
So. That's
what yeah. Believe. Look him up. You can contact him, Jesse Jamnick. He's just he's living the thing that I
awesome.
Wanted to do, but he's doing it very well. Yeah,
very cool. Well, you have another big day ahead of you, I'm sure. I've obviously got to get back to Pennsylvania, but I wanted to make sure because all of my episodes, all of my co-hosts, when we come on, I like to give you guys a shot to give like a final word or a final message because. It's my show, it's my platform, but you guys are the co-hosts, so I want to make sure you guys have that final word. We've already discussed so much on Facebook Live today, now obviously on the podcast, which will be up on the show regularly, but what is it, is there a message that you do for, it doesn't mean Isagenics, all of your brands, whatever you're doing, is there a common message that you're kind of putting out there to your athletes, to your followers, or just to listeners in general that you feel like, listen guys, this is my life message, this is a part of my legacy that I want you guys to hopefully realize, live behind. I don't know. What do you think?
I would definitely say at this point now, it's the mental part of it. It's
okay.
The mindset. It's the thought process of if you want to be happy, you have to decide and be happy. If you want to achieve something, don't put any constraints on yourself. It's all possible. I put myself out there. That's the reason that I put myself out there all the time. Is just as a display of, okay, you look, I just did it, you can do it. And that's what's always been the intrigue to me. If she can do it, I can do it. And it doesn't matter what her age is, it's never too late to start. But you've got to guard your thinking absolutely above and beyond anything else because it stems from that. If you're going to believe in whatever nutrition that you're going to do,
sure.
If you're going to believe in making what you're going to make happen, put the blinders on. I came from a TV background. I know what it does to people. I didn't have to write my thesis on it, but I know what it does to people. You don't want that programming in your head.
No, mindset
so
is so huge.
So your mindset and the positivity and the will and drive to do and accomplish, you can be anything, do anything, but it starts up there. The visualization process and eliminating all doubt. You don't need to waste your time on that. And worry is a wasted emotion. These emotions and letting them rule your life are not the way to go. You dictate what you're going to tell yourself. And the conversations you have with yourself should always constantly be positive. I will get so many remarks about, I'm always smiling, I'm always happy, I'm you know, positive and in the moment. And I've really kicked the bucket on all of the aggravation, frustration, or getting riled up about anything. It's useless. It's energy that does not need to be expended. If I want to relax or, you know, blow off energy, it comes from the exercise or something.
It
comes from excitement. So keeping yourself in a positive and joyous state is entirely up to you. I was severely depressed when I lost my dog when he passed, and I had never been depressed before, so it was a very difficult and hard thing. But when I emerged out of it and following some seminars and understanding it,
yeah.
I have a greater appreciation for what's up in here and how you feel is all entirely up to you. So you've got to go for it. There's no worry or constraints, and it doesn't matter who's watching or what anybody's thinking, only what you're thinking.
Sure.
And that's what's going to lead you to the success that you deserve, the capability, the mindset is going to also bring about the physical. You know, everybody likes to throw around mind body, but that's it. It starts in there.
The biggest message I'm getting out of your final words are sum it up mindset.
Right.
You know, stop the worry, focus on the positive, because your positive mindset's going to carry you through all these trials and tribulations, whether it be depression from losing, unfortunately, your dog. I lost my dog many years ago, and I have a new dog now, but it's okay. It's
yeah.
Like we get through these things.
Right.
Life goes on. So that's a great message. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, hey, guys, this has been a long day today. For those of you who have actually followed online on Facebook, thanks for hanging out. Thank you for having us here at The Art of Strength. Thank you for coming on the Live the Fuel show. So
my
you'll be able
pleasure.
To listen to this episode actually next week. I'll make sure to let you know when it goes live.
Great.
So again, guys, for those of you who listen to the Live the Fuel show, you know this. I'm here to fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. Valerie has definitely helped us out today. Make sure you go check out the show notes. Go to her website. Follow her online. Follow what she's doing. Whether you're drawn to her through kettlebells, through isogenics, or all the above, she's definitely making it all happen. So again, guys, thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you guys again soon. And remember, keep living the fired up epic life. And we'll talk to you guys again soon. Take it easy.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.